Blog Talk Radio.
Of you who did not have a victorious day, reassess yourself and have a better day tomorrow. You know this show is set up for an encouraging word, and we want to ask you, if you're out there alone, remember, you're not out there by yourself, but we share and care here. And we start off with appreciation for the medical workers and the first responders and the grocery stores and the helpers there, everybody that's stepping up to the plate. We want to give appreciation to that. I want to give appreciation to all of you out there for coming on with me, and especially the person that encouraged me to start Waking Up with Linda McShann in 2014. And I'd like to thank that person, because I will always have a tool so that I can care and share. And I want each and every one of you to understand your greatness. Step into your greatness, step there, and take other people with you. Do not be afraid of the dark, because the stars and the bright lights in the sky will take you to your course. Today, we're going to start on strength. Strength is what it's all about. We need to do what we need to do what we need to do. When we have strength, and strength is there, we can carry on through our day, and make sure that everything that we're doing it properly. I'm going to read this to you. Strength is a source of happiness. We mustn't shy away from life's challenges. We mustn't be defeated. Refusing to be defeated equals victory. A person who perseveres to the end is a winner. And in the course of promoting your life, we never pull back in the face of any hindrance. We keep moving forward, and that is the key to success, never to retreat a single step, no matter what. That is the way that one should live. Those who embrace this spirit can achieve unlimited victory. Unlimited victory is what it's all about. For persons who are out there alone, we want to let you know that true humanitarians have great love and big hearts. And that love and those hearts are felt by each and every person out there. So we're going to stay safe. We're going to stay strong. We're going to stay woke. And we're going to stay happy. Today we have Miss Gloria Melion coming on. Gloria has been blending up blueberries and going with holistic nutrition for a long time, and she's going to come on and share with us today and give you a few pointers on exactly what you can do. So get your pencils and paper out, because she's going to give you a list of things. And before I let her come on, I want to remind you that tomorrow we're going to have Aunt G on. So let's check and see if Gloria is here with us. Give me one moment here, and we're going to pull in and see if we got Gloria on the line. Hello, Gloria. Are you with us?
I am. Good afternoon.
All right.
Good evening.
Well, good evening. Good evening to you. And thank you so much for coming on and letting us know all the good stuff that we should do. I know Gloria is working on her certificate for holistic nutrition. So keep the name out there, Gloria Melion, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, because you will be hearing a lot from her. And she will be taking care of us so that we can live. Before I let you come on, Gloria, I remember telling you about growing up as a child and how I grew up on boiled chicken and broiled fish, and that was an excellent diet. I didn't know anything about vegan, vegetarian. I just knew that this is the way we ate. But since this event has happened, I find myself going right back to all that natural good stuff. So I'm going to let you go here and let you give some of the pointers and just sit back and listen. Please take it away.
All righty then. Well, you know what? Tonight I thought I might share with you guys 10 foods that have more vitamin C than orange. Now, the reason why I chose that is because I was talking to my little sister earlier who lives in Louisiana, and I was just checking up on her to make sure she had everything she needed as we're going through this crisis. And I wanted to know what kind of fruits and vegetables and stuff she had. So I was telling her, I said, now make sure you get a lot of citrus, you know, eat a lot of oranges and stuff. And she said, you know, I can't eat oranges. They make me wet. They turn me red. And I was like, oh, my God, because during this crisis and really every day, the body needs vitamin C. So now she can't be left out. Her body still needs vitamin C, even though she can't handle it. Her body can't handle the citrus. So listen, that's what I'm about to do, is give you 10 foods that you can, that has more vitamin C than orange, for those of you who cannot or who is not about that citrus life. Okay? Even though she loves them, they don't really love her. And there may be others of you who are in that same category. So just very quickly, adult women need about 75 milligrams of vitamin C per day. Now, a medium orange has about 95. So you covered right there. Now, like I said, if you're not about that citrus life, here are a few other fruits and vegetables that you can try that have an abundance of vitamin C. The first one is bell peppers. Now, the best one, even though we may, you know about the green and we know about the other colors too, but the red has the most vitamin C. A medium red bell pepper has 152 milligrams of vitamin C. Bam! There's your daily requirement right there. The next one is chili peppers. Some of us like it hot. Okay, a tiny chili pepper has 64 milligrams of vitamin C. Wow. Now, when I grew up, kale wasn't the deal, even though kale is the big superfood now. It always has been. We just didn't know it. But I grew up eating mustard greens in Louisiana. They also have vitamin C, and many of the other leafy greens as well. So if kale is your thing, that's fine. If it's not, look in the family. There are many other greens that you can choose, and they all have vitamin C. The next one is broccoli. Now, you can brock till you drop, because guess what? A cup of cooked broccoli has 101 milligrams of vitamin C. Put that in some stir fry. Throw some pasta in there. You got some good eating. You can also add some Brussels sprouts, which if you eat 8 little Brussels sprouts, it has each Brussels sprout has 13 milligrams. So if you eat 8, now help me multiply that, it runs over 75. So 6 sprouts to reach your daily goal. Feel hungry after that, you can put it alongside some chicken on your plate. But anyway, the other one is papaya. Now here in California, we have an abundance of papaya. Papaya has 185 milligrams of vitamin C. Now, because it's a big fruit, you don't want to eat the whole thing, but even a fourth of it will give you your vitamin C requirement for the day. And who doesn't like strawberries? Oh, my God. It's also deliciously high in this antioxidant, and 10 strawberries have 108 milligrams of vitamin C. You can't beat that. Now, colabra, I don't know, it might be new. It was new to me, too. It's in the cabbage family. A cup and a half of cooked colabra has 133 milligrams of vitamin C. Oh, my God. And if you like pina colada, pineapple, this tropical fruit has 114 milligrams of vitamin C and a half. You can buy it frozen, add it to your smoothies, or you can eat it just straight, you know, as long as you get it in. And the last one is kiwi. A cup of kiwi, which is about two kiwis, has 164 milligrams of vitamin C. And the bonus is that this fruity snack is also low in calories. And the other bonus is that not everybody goes every day all day or whenever we eat, but it's also good for chronic constipation. And each one of these items that I have given you not only contain vitamin C, they also contain an array of vitamins that your body uses readily. It's always good to go directly to the source to get your vitamins. Supplements
Gloria,
are good, but the thing is better.
Gloria,
I'm
you
done.
Know what? We appreciate you so much. We're going to have you come back on. I got bell pepper, chili pepper, broccoli. I'm going to post this stuff out. But for persons
okay.
out there, again, who are sort of like limited and the stomachs won't take the heavy,
the
we
fish.
Have just gotten
yeah.
the information here from Miss Gloria Melian, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And listen
enough,
for her again. I'm going to try to get her to come back with us at least once a week. Okay, Gloria, can I get you to commit to that, please?
You know, that sounds like a winner.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to wrap it up because, you know, this is sweet and short here. And I want to tell all the listeners to stay safe, stay strong, stay happy. And we'll be back on the air again tomorrow. Gloria, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We love
you.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
You know, I'd like to thank you all for listening, and let's remind ourselves, we have found out what we don't need to do, what we don't need to have. We have found out what we can eat and our creativity. So let's keep it moving forward out there and keep in mind, we do this with love, care, and emotion, and we'll be back on again tomorrow, and we'll have Aunt G that's coming on with us, and Aunt G is going to give it.
Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. For their judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time. time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be.